I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Let's find out who won the weekend. Double D, give us the candidates.
MVP Monday.
Your candidates for MVP Monday are early voting, who won the Preakness, Justin Thomas rallying to win the PGA Championship for his second major, and Trevor Story, Red Sox batter, hit 5 home runs, 13 RBIs in 4 games against the Seattle Mariners.
What are we doing here? It has to be Justin Thomas. Are you kidding me? He won a major, the PGA Championship, off a playoff? Are you kidding me? Wasn't it one of the largest, you know, deficits to overcome in a major ever, I think? I don't have it in front of me, but still, a guy that was in the clubhouse, done with his round, had to come back out, you know, get on the range, get fired back up, and then took down one of the hotter golfers on tour in Will Zalatoris. It's got to be Justin Thomas. Get that horse out of here.
He won the Preakness, Chelsea. Come on. This is a rippling stallion who won at the Preakness. Come on. Once in a lifetime? No,
yeah,
I'm not going.
It's a horse.
I'm kidding. I'm not going with that horse. I was making that up. Nope, sorry. If you want to impress me, you got to do more than just win the Preakness. It's a hell of a win. I get it, but I lost a little interest after Rich Strike was pulled. He will apparently run again at the Belmont, but no chance at the Triple Crown. It's got to be Justin Thomas because he was so clutch when he knew he didn't know if he was going to win it. But late at Southern Hills on 18, had to have a crucial putt to maybe get him in the playoff if Pereira faltered. That is exactly what happened. And this is a guy who's gotten it done before. And then he goes to the aggregate tiebreaker. And I didn't realize they had aggregate scoring at the PGA Championship. It's been a while since I've seen sudden death there. Birdies the first two holes. He was just so good all the way around yesterday in such a pressure-packed moment. Good job by Trevor Story, but you're not getting my credit because you swept the M's over the weekend. So Justin Thomas it is.
I completely agree. Going into the fourth round, Justin Thomas had a 2% chance of winning that championship, pulls it off, gets into the playoff, and then absolutely lights it up in the aggregate, birdieing the first two holes, first player to ever do that in an aggregate in a major. And then the drive on 17 to drive the green was just epic in itself. What an unbelievably clutch shot. So, yeah, Justin Thomas for me as well.
I'm with you. Whenever you can perform like that in the clutch, I can't imagine the pressure of that situation. And he came through with one of the best shots of the entire tournament. This is a Daily Tip for BetQL presented by BetMGM. Let's bring in Jason Scott, the vice president of trading for BetMGM. He joins us each and every Monday on the show in charge of setting the lines and prices. Okay, Jason, I appreciate you waiting on the phone. I know you've heard us pontificate about our MVP. Who's your MVP?
Yeah, I think in what wasn't a stellar weekend, it has to be Justin Thomas. I think the other thing to remember, too, in a three-hole playoff, he was 2-under. And he beat Zalatoris 1-under. So the quality continued. Well, I do feel a little sorry for a BetMGM customer who had $6,000 or just over $6,000. I think it was $6,050 on Mito Pereira at 150-1 to win in excess of 900K. Oh. So it wasn't his decision to choose the wood on the 18th. But I think if he wouldn't have taken driver.
Oh,
that is
what a
beat.
Disgusting beat. And it's crazy because Mito Pereira looked calm, cool, collected. And me and my husband were saying to ourselves, oh, he's got this in the bag. All he has to do is just not blow it. And then he hit it in the water. And it wasn't even a shot that he could take his socks off and, you know, hit it because it was pretty deep in the water. All right, Jason. So me and Jinx have kind of been going back and forth on the Tiger train and if we think he's ever going to win a Masters or a major ever again. Even though we differ on that opinion, how did the books do when it came to Tiger Woods this weekend? Because I will say he did make the cut, but he did withdraw after, a couple of rounds? How'd the books do on Tiger?
Yeah, The books we did well. Tiger's always very popular. He was a very big loser. He wasn't as popular as he was in the Masters, obviously, but I think his record on Augusta and obviously is a slightly bigger story when he came back first time. I'm in the camp of that. I don't know if he'll ever get back. I mean, it's 16 months since the accident. He'll have had the best medical health doctors, surgery, whatever money can buy. And if he's not walking well now, it's hard to see that it's going to happen quickly. He looked a shadow of himself on Friday and Saturday. It was almost sad to watch.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
We're talking with Jason Scott, the vice president of training for BetMGM. So I figured the book would be a big winner on Tiger because the money always comes in on Tiger no matter what. He moves the needle, as you know. We have been debating his long-term future, and I don't want to sway you one way or the other, but at 46 years old after his accident, if we're talking the next whatever this time frame is, does he ever win another major?
Look, I don't understand the rules of golf because I know John Daly was allowed to drive around in a cart. Now, if he can get special dispensation and they let him play in a cart, he might be some chance. I heard him interviewed earlier in the week and he said the biggest problem's putting because he just can't practice how he used to. So I'm firmly in the know he'll never win another major, Cam.
Well, we'll have to pull this up on Old Takes Exposed for both you and Jenks the next time, Tiger. wins a major. I, for one, will not be counting out Tiger. But let's talk a little bit about basketball because we have a good one on the slate tonight as the Heat are taking on the Celtics. We're seeing this line moving towards the Celtics. They're 6.5 at BetMGM, 7 in some places. Do we expect that big of a bounce back from the Celtics? This is a pretty big spread.
It's a big spread, but it's hard to see Tatum going 3-for-14 again and 10 points. I think he played 40 minutes. What's interesting to me in the betting here, Chelsea Jenks, is the conference betting. It's -110 both sides, which is almost unheard of when one side's down 2-1 and the Heat have got two of the next three games at home if the Celtics do level up tonight. I think the Celtics probably do dominate at home. I think we've seen before there's a fairly resilient team. Tatum in particular has an incredible record of bouncing back after a low game. I couldn't bet myself, but if I had to pick one for my life, I'd prefer to be giving the 6.5 than taking.
Jason, wanted to talk more about the NBA and the futures now, especially with the Warriors looking just like they're going to close out the Mavericks in pretty short order. Do you still see money coming in on Golden State at this point and how the odds shifted?
Yeah. They're a very popular team. They're in the -135, which, again, looks. I just said it last week. I thought their odds were a little anemic. I still think they are, but that's my personal opinion. The money's telling me I'm wrong. They'll close this series up. I don't think they'll start the next series. I think you'll get a little bit better. I think it'll end up probably -120, maybe -125, somewhere in that vicinity. But look, they've turned into a bit of a liability for us. They're very popular.
So let's talk a little bit about the Golden State and Dallas next game, because I think the conspiracy theory in all of us is thinking, maybe the NBA wants us to go at least one more game in this series. And we see that the Mavericks are favored in this one as they were last night. And that looks like a trap of a line, but it, you know, ended up being the Warriors winning that one as well. Do you see the Warriors closing this out and not needing, you know, do you see a sweep here?
Yeah, I do. I think the Suns swept in the conference last year, didn't they, in the West, if I'm not mistaken. I think Dallas mentally, I think those last two, certainly game two where they had that big lead and capitulated. They had their chances early last night to effectively run over. I don't think they're coming back.
We're talking with Jason Scott, the vice president of trading for BetMGM. He is in charge of setting the lines and prices. You can hear him each and every Monday here on the show. Jason, we touched on the NFL earlier, and I'm always fascinated because the NFL, as we know, is king, and everyone loves betting on the NFL. Even a headline that isn't normally a big deal still dominates when compared to the other sports. Do you see a lot of futures money coming in on this point in the season, or do you see it come in as we get closer and closer to training camp?
Yeah, so we saw a lot of futures money around the draft and around free agency and people betting upon, you know, the teams that seemed, in inverted commas, win free agency, because what it looks like doesn't always happen then around the draft. It'll slow down now. We'll get through the NBA, and then come July, it'll start again.
All right, Jason, we've got to hear your best play for the day. We've got basketball. We've maybe got hockey. Clearly, yeah. I'm not dialed into that market, but also baseball. Is there a play you like on the slate?
Yeah, I think the Cardinals beat the Blue Jays tonight. You're -115. I think the Blue Jays coming off have scored 7 runs in their last 4 games, and 3 of those were against the Reds. I'd be happy to have a good bet on the Cardinals, and I wouldn't be against taking the -1.5. As well, I think the -115, our market looks wrong there. That's something for me to check. Take the -115, the Cardinals.
I like that pick. He's the vice president of trading for BetMGM, and like me, he's on the right side of thinking Tiger will never win a major again. It's Jason Scott. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.